You had better stop this paranoid ramblings of yours about 9/11. I will not put up with it any longer. Do you understand? What do you think, you live in a free country or something? I'll crush you under my boot.
All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani here. Got an interesting show lined up for you today. Got a great guest, Jim Mars. Before we go to him, just a couple preliminary announcements here as usual. We're still going on with the pledge drive. Just a reminder, if you want to call in and give your generous contributions to keep us on the air here, you can dial in at 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Or you can send in your huge check, your six-figure check, to RBN Office. That's at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN Office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And you can order that at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, or you can just go to republicbroadcasting.org and order through PayPal. Once again, my two books, The New World Disorder and Piercing the Fog of 9/11, are available on CD. $10 is the cost. That includes shipping. Or you can order them in the printed version, a little bit more expensive, for now anyway. You know, the 9/11 book, of course, is loaded with colored pictures. The New World Disorder book has no pictures, but it's jam-packed with text. It's almost 300 pages long, 8.5 by 11 format, big, big book, just crammed with information, with quote after quote after quote. Literally, about 90% of this book is just quotations. I just have a few of my comments tossed in here and there to keep the flow going, but it's just all kinds of documentations. I've collected over the past 9 years since I began working on this the absolute best quotes from the best sources to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are living in the midst of a massive conspiracy for global domination. As if you need to document it, though. I mean, come on, just open your eyes, look around you. Evidence is everywhere. Anyway, you can order that from me, Charles Giuliani, at 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. That's Milford, by the way, not M-I-L-F-I-D, even though that's the correct pronunciation up here in New England, Milford. I want to encourage people to go to our website, truthhurts.com, spelled H-E-R-T-Z, of course. Contribute to our blogs there. I just posted one last night, by the way, something interesting. I just discovered this friend of mine on Pal Talk, Jenny, she's called in on the show before from Wisconsin, sent me in an interesting web page last night with a clip, and I have it there on the blog site, linked off of truthhurts.com. It's footage from a local Washington, D.C. Fox 5 news channel. It was live coverage, filmed probably 10, 15 minutes or so after the Pentagon was hit. They're interviewing this Pentagon worker, and he's describing how, as they're talking, he said, I just heard another explosion. And then a few minutes later, no, not even, about maybe 10 seconds later, he says, there was just another one. And you can actually hear the second one right on the tape. It's very loud. And then the announcer, the Fox News reporter, she says, yeah, we just heard another explosion. She says, we're going to try to look into this and see if we can find out what that was. We're not sure what it was, but you can hear this big boom. So these are secondary explosions at the Pentagon. Check it out, truthhurts.com, folks, just like at the WTC. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Jim Mars, guys.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts. This is your friendly neighborhood psychiatrist. We are here to examine the damaged minds of these paranoid people who believe in conspiracy theories. We have one right now as our guest. We're going to try to find out what his problem is. We got Mr. Jim Myers. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Charles. Good to be with you. Let me point out, you can't say it's a conspiracy theory if you can prove it.
Right on. There you go. Conspiracy fact.
That's right.
Hey, before we get started, I got to ask you this question here. I always wondered. Now, you and Tex are both from Texas, right?
Right.
You both got the last name Mars.
Right.
And you're both paranoid conspiracy nuts. So you guys got to be related.
Nope.
No relation, huh?
Not as far as we know. But, you know, since we both claim Scottish ancestry and... Since we both are aware of the Mars Castle over in Scotland, I can't help but think that somewhere back down the line there probably is a family connection.
Or at least you don't want to admit to it anyways, right?
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. There's nobody's admitting to it.
Like me and my cousin Rudy there.
Yeah.
Same spelling.
Yeah, at the newspaper they used to show people around and say, here's Mars' dark room. And everybody said, oh, he's a photographer. And they say, no, we're ashamed of him. Oh,
fun.
Never mind. That's an old one.
Pretty rare name, though. Maybe not down in Texas, but...
Well, you want to know the origin of it? I had some old-maid aunts, and they actually did a lot of genealogical study. And what they came up with was that the Earl of Mar, M-A-R, in Scotland, who was one of the sub-clan chiefs of the Gordon clan. His two of his sons, James and William, came to Virginia in the early days. And then when the American Revolution broke out, they sided with the revolutionaries, with the Americans, and they did not want to get their father in trouble with the English crown, so they changed their name from Mar to Mars.
No, no kidding.
At least that's the story.
So maybe somewhere down the line you guys are related, distantly.
Yeah, yeah, possibly.
Just like me and Rudolph.
There you go.
Hey,
what's
I got
on
my
your
brother
mind this morning, Charles?
Yeah, well, actually, I was wondering that with you. You've written some very interesting books pertaining to 9/11. What is it? Rulers of
Rule by Secrecy.
Rule by Secrecy. Yeah, very good book about the New World Disorder. I thought we could probably the whole nine yards, just touch on pretty much anything you want.
Well, it's just moving right along. You can see it, once you understand the methodology and how these people work, then you can look at the headlines and you can begin to realize what's really going on. Two examples, we see that Sarkozy, whatever his name is, that was just elected in France, and now France is going to be much closer to the United States. And oh, this all sounds wonderful. But the bottom line is that France, when they got a chance to vote on joining that European Parliament, said, no, we want to keep our national sovereignty. So that was kind of a setback for the New World Order. And so what they did was they loaded down the ticket with so many candidates that their guy got it. And when they say it's going to be closer to the United States, that just means they're going to now be brought in under this New World Order in a lot more tighter fashion than before. So
Ron Paul is presenting quite a problem for him, though, isn't he?
Exactly, except it's easy enough for the corporate-controlled media to just ignore him, act like he's not there, even though, I guess you know those polls show that he outpolled everybody.
Yeah, I'm hoping he's supposed to be coming on my show, actually, in the next couple of weeks. I hope I can get him on before they bump the poor guy off. I don't think he's going to be around too much longer, unfortunately. I mean,
they'll pull something like they did with Howard Dean. He'll make some small slip or burp or do something,
and they'll go,
oh, what an idiot, and then just that's it. You'll never hear any more out of him, you know, because they've got such total control over the mass media. And, of course, this is why you never hear a national politician anymore refer to the republic. When you ever hear them talking about the republic, that's because we don't have a republic anymore, okay? We're the empire now. And
to the empire for which it stands.
Exactly. And all they talk about is freedom and democracy. Democracy, democracy. Got to defend democracy. Got to bring democracy.
We'd be better off if it was a democracy than what we got now. We got a dictatorship.
Well, I know, but I'll tell you what, we've got a democratic dictatorship because the definition of the term is ruled by the majority. And I've always tried to explain to people the best example of a democracy in action is a lynch mob.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and we don't want that. And in fact, that's not what our ancestors gave us. They gave us a democratic republic. Well, what's the difference? Well, ruled by a majority of strict democracy, everybody in the lynch mob says lynch him, and so the majority wins and they lynch him.
Look on the bright side, though. This majority is mostly on Prozac, so these people are tamed down. All they do is go on shooting sprees once in a while and have
right. They just take matters into their own hand.
But for the most part, they just sit in a corner and drool and wet their diapers all day, so they're pretty harmless.
Well, in a democratic republic, you have to take the accused, and he has to go through a set of laws and checks and balances, and he has to get an attorney, and he has to have a trial by his peers, and he gets to cross-examine evidence and testimony against him and all that good stuff. And then, if he's found guilty, then you can lynch him, okay?
Right.
It's really a good system. It was probably the best system that's ever been devised in the history of the world, and it's just unfortunate that the dumbed-down Americans don't realize what they had, and they're slowly, not so slowly, losing it.
Yeah, the key words there are was and has, aren't they? Or had.
Yep. Yep.
It's no longer a reality. Did you hear about the new proposed replacement for Blair? What's his name? Brown? I wonder if he's related to Brownie, Bush's little buddy there. Anyway, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. They're all related to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Are you aware, Charles, that Al Gore, who, of course, ran against Bush in 2000, and John Kerry ran against him in 2006, they're all cousins. They're all blood relations.
Yeah, one big happy family, sure.
Oh, yeah. But nobody seems to snap to that.
No. Mainstream media likes to ignore that. But, you know, about this Brown character, there was an article a couple months, about a month ago, I guess, came out quoting him. He said, in order to combat global warming, we need to have a, can you guess what he said?
Well,
Weltorder.
What?
Used New World Order.
Oh, of course.
He used the term.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all reading from the same script, him and Al Gore, too. And yeah. And let me explain about global warming. You know, is global warming real? Well, yes, it is, okay? But it's not just global warming. What we're witnessing here, and it's really kind of interesting, exciting, and kind of scary, is solar system warming. The polar ice caps on Mars are melting at a very increasing rate. The outer planets have become more luminescent, indicating they're heating up. There are perturbations in the orbits of the moons of Jupiter and Saturn. This is not just the Earth. The whole solar system is something is changing and altering what the solar system has operated like for some time. So, giving up our cars and our SUVs is not going to take care of the problem.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you look back in history and, you know, the environment has been cyclical. You know, we've gone through periods of extreme cold and warmth and cold, and it's back and forth. You know, the ice cores in Greenland and the tree ring data from Ireland, you know, the 4,000-year-old oak trees.
Yeah, and this is very true.
So, I mean, there's nothing...
And hopefully it's just another cycle, but it is kind of fascinating that it seems to be solar system-wide.
Well, we can only hope that if this continues and the caps do melt and we have some coastal damage, we can only hope that, you know, a big tidal wave or something will wipe out Washington. I think the whole world will benefit from that.
Well, what I'm looking at is up here in north central Texas, I'm thinking maybe I get me some oceanfront property.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Build a little pier and charge for sailing excursions.
Start investing. Start buying up some more property. Oh, I tell you. But in addition to that, there's also the factor of the possible HAARP tamperings, I'm sure you're aware of.
The what tampering?
Well, the weather modification technology.
Oh, absolutely. I was writing about weather modification back in the 70s. And you can imagine how much more advanced they've gotten with it these days.
Do you know Jerry Smith? He's a researcher on HAARP.
No.
Well,
I'm good friends with Nick Bagich, Dr. Nick Bagich. You know,
He's done a lot of...
Don't play that HAARP, and he's right on top of that. Here's what you do with a HAARP array by bouncing those electromagnetic beams off the ionosphere and targeting certain specific spots. You go where there's a storm, say in the Atlantic or in the Caribbean, you hit it with those beams, which heats it up, which intensifies the storm, turns it into a hurricane, and then by pushing those heated beams to one side or the other of the storm, you can push it one way or another. So you can create a hurricane and then aim it where you want it to go.
They pretty much, they've got it down to a science now. I mean,
a science. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm going to be talking about this on a future show in more detail, but interesting with Katrina, there was a phenomenon observed with Katrina that had been witnessed only one time before, a year before, with the Hurricane Charley. We'll talk about that some more, folks, when we get back. Stick with us, and Jim Mars here on Truth Hurts Radio. Be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
I remember when I was touring the coast of Louisiana after Katrina, and I thought to myself, wow, it looked like some powerful secret weapon was set off here. Oh, the boys at Halliburton love me for giving them that unbidded contract again. I love being a dictator.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Jim Myers here as our guest. We have a caller on the line. If you just would mind holding for 1 second, I just wanted to finish the point I was making before the break. Yeah, Jim, I don't know if you know this or not. By the way, George Bush did say that after he toured the damaged areas in the wake of Katrina. He said, wow, it looks like some secret, powerful secret weapon was set off here. Jeez. Unbelievable.
They all make slips like that. That's like Rumsfeld talking about the planes that hit the Twin Towers and the missile that hit the Pentagon.
The Pentagon, yeah. And then, of course, he also referred to the plane that was shot down in
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, when you know the truth and you kind of get caught unawares, it tends to just kind of spurt out.
Right. It's in spite of themselves.
Right.
Anyway, I guess our caller dropped. I hope he calls back in. It'd be nice to hear from him. But anyway, so with the Katrina thing, the point I was making is a year before Katrina, there was Hurricane Charley. For a time, that was a Category 5 storm as well. And for the first time ever, they noticed this bizarre phenomenon. The CERI Institute there, that's the Center for Earthquake Research and Information in Memphis, they noticed an unusual low frequency. This is their words. Low frequency vibration of the Earth's crust as that storm was passing over.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's what they use to power these storms, to,
right.
you know,
Right. That's those energy beams probably impacting on the bottom of the ocean.
Right. And it turns out a year later when Katrina passed over, again, this phenomenon was witnessed. So, you know, it looks like Charlie was probably the practice dry run for what they did with Katrina.
Right. And, of course, the big tsunami over in the Indian Ocean, there's lots of speculation that that was something other than just a purely natural occurrence. The problem is, of course, Charles, with all this has great plausible deniability, you know. What a wonderful thing. I mean, if you can have an earthquake hit your enemy country and devastate it, how are they gonna scream bloody murder and attack you? I mean, it was just God's will. It was it's an earthquake.
Right.
So that's
exactly
why they have been hot. Like I said, I've been writing about weather modification since the 70s, and I know they were working on that big time during the Vietnam War, trying to figure out ways to maybe like bring torrential monsoons to bear on the Ho Chi Minh Trail to slow up the flow of supplies.
Yeah, that's been admitted.
Yeah.
That's on the China Lake website. It does the weapons development for the Navy.
Right. But, of course, most people don't go to the China Lake website. Most people just watch CNN and think they're well-informed. Poor, deluded people.
Well, how about William Cohen, too? His admission back in, was it 96 or 7?
Right.
That they have the technology to alter storm systems and actually said create earthquakes and set off volcanic eruptions.
That's right. That's right. And then Dennis Kucinich, who was chairman of the Armed Services Committee, if anybody ought to know, he ought to know. And he was trying to get some legislation pushed through to ban the use of mind control techniques and chemtrails and energy weapons and the weaponization of space, but all that got swept under the rug, and nobody hears about that because it's not pounded into their head 24/7.
He actually mentioned chemtrails.
He did. He's in his legislation, he listed chemtrails. And, in fact, back when he was running for president briefly before the media, ostracized him, in California, some reporter said, what about chemtrails? And he said, oh, they're very real.
Wow.
So,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that so? You know, there are people who are trying to tell us what's going on, but of course, if you don't have
but you're missing the point. These people have such a good heart. They're trying to give free medications to those who can't afford them.
Yeah, right. Here we give everybody Prozac.
Right.
But actually, we are the Nazi general staff approved of a program for pacifying whole areas of the population through the fluoridation of their water, because sodium fluoride, a waste product, a poisonous and dangerous waste product of the aluminum industry, has been shown that over little, even infinitesimal amounts over a period of time, because it accumulates in your system, and it dulls you down and makes people susceptible to control and manipulation. And that's why they put sodium fluoride in the drinking water in the Nazi concentration camps, and the Soviet Union picked up on that, and they put sodium fluoride in the water of their gulag camps to keep the prisoners pacified and unresisting. And today, because the Rockefellers and the big pharmaceutical houses had the money to put on this huge campaign that says, well, if a little bit of fluoride in the water will help protect the teeth of children between the ages of 5 and 12. Now, two-thirds of the water supply in the United States is laced with sodium fluoride.
Well, I drink tap water all the time, and I'm just fine.
Hey, you know, recent studies...
I don't know anything.
Recent studies actually have shown... that areas that don't use fluoride have less instances of cavities, and the areas that use more have more instances of cavities. Isn't that interesting? Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Jim Mars.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you depressed? Irritable? Or just a downright pain in the neck? Drink plenty of tap water, and I guarantee you'll feel much better. Not to mention, things like going to fight phony wars in Iraq to grab their oil will look much more appealing to you.
Welcome back to True Thirst Radio, folks. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. And again, we got our guest, Jim Mars, on the line, talking about this wonderful global tyranny we see being set up around us. I hope you're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll all be little cogs in the machine.
Yeah, just do what you're told. Don't question anything. Shut up, sit down, take your medicine.
And drink your tap water.
Speaking of,
the true story happened to me just this weekend. I was on kind of a campout deal, and everybody was thirsty, and there was a vendor over there selling bottled water. So I ran over to get a bottle of water, and it had a nice, pretty blue label on it, and it said Mountain Clear Water. Oh, man, that sounded great, and I bought this, and took a slug, and it tasted funky, okay? So I said, wait a minute. So I got to reading the fine print, and it says this Mountain Clear Water was produced by Mountain Clear Water Company or something like that, and it said that source. The source was the Fort Worth Municipal Water Supply, which is fluoridated.
Oh, yeah.
Man, so I threw it away, wasted that money.
Recycled sewer water, probably.
Oh, exactly. Oh. It's just amazing what's going on. And by the way, if you haven't been keeping up, Coca-Cola, Perrier, all of these big multinational corporations, they're not so quietly but quickly buying up all the water supplies. And in the near future, I can see where you're going to have to go line up and get your water and no telling what's going to be in it.
Well, Monsanto already wants to patent all your produce seeds, you know,
right.
To terminate the thing. That's pretty scary.
It is very scary because, you know, throughout history, you plant some crops, you harvest the crops, you eat the food, and then you replant the seeds, and then you have some more crops. That's how people have, humankind has sustained itself for centuries. And now they want to get a lock on it, and you're going to have to buy seeds from Monsanto, and then next year those seeds won't grow, won't produce any viable seeds, so you have to go buy some more. I mean, now that's gaining control over the food supply. I mean, when they have control over your food and water, they got real control.
Well, I mean, you look at what they've done with oil now and gas. They got a monopoly on that, and so up, 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 up goes the price because there's nobody out there to compete with them to undersell them.
That's true. That's very
true. So imagine that with food. This is scary.
And if you'll notice, right before every holiday season, the gasoline prices drop just a little bit, and everybody goes, oh, good, gasoline's a little cheaper. So everybody gets out and travels, spend money, and then as soon as the holiday's over, then the prices jump back up again.
Oh, but that's just a coincidence, of course.
I'm sure.
Those nasty Arabs are doing it to us. Pay no attention to those high stock prices of ExxonMobil. It's the Arabs.
Yeah, really. During the time when we were paying the highest prices we've ever paid for gasoline, and we were told that supplies are tight because of the war in Iraq and all of this stuff, Exxon recorded its highest profit quarter in history.
Yeah.
It's really a rip-off, and of course, but what are you going to do? You know, you've got...
By another rare stroke of luck, it just happens that they're getting the contract over there in Iraq.
That's right. That's right. It's now, how about this? The big story today is how they broke up this terrorist cell that was going to Fort Dix and kill as many soldiers as possible. Oh, my God. Let's all be afraid, man. Be very afraid because they're all...
Well, you know, those slingshots, they're a pretty formidable weapon against M-16s. And
well, here's a hypothetical situation for you. This is how to make lots of money and become a national hero in one fell swoop. All you have to do is go into the inner city and find some inner city black youth that are pretty much disenchanted with their sordid lives, and then you talk up Islam, and you get them to become Muslims, and then you teach them a very violent and radical form of Muslimism, and then you talk it all up, tell them you were in the military, and that you can get them weapons, and let's get some, and we'll go out and we'll kill all these people, and yeah, you know, talk's cheap. They go, yeah, you know, and then you bust them. Okay,
yeah.
and you become a national hero because you stopped a big terrorist attack. Plus, you're paid big bucks by your controllers for being an agent provocateur, and you're all set and ready to go to go around and do the same thing again. These Fort Dix guys—they were infiltrated. They knew what was going on. And how do we know they weren't instigated into talking about all this? What did they actually do? Nothing except go out and shoot paintball guns in the woods. But by God, they got them to talk about some dangerous stuff. And I think probably it's legitimate to break up some group like that. But my point is that why does the media have to just go on and on and on about it, which only promotes more fear and
that's
more
the
dissension,
whole point.
And that's the purpose of it. You might recall a year or so ago in Florida, they said they broke up a big ring.
Miami 7.
Miami 7. They were going to go to Chicago and blow up the Sears Tower. Well, it turns out they were just a bunch of young black kids that were conned into going along.
Just got out of detox.
An FBI informant.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the oldest trick in the world. You foment some kind of revolutionary movement, and then you turn them all in, and then...
They're basically a mental outpatients is what they were.
Yeah,
and, you know,
really. They probably collectively couldn't come up with enough money to buy gas to get to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what Geraldo Rivera said, which is astonishing on Fox News, but that was one of their shining moments. He was laughing. He said, this is ridiculous. These people didn't even know where their local Sears department store was, never mind the Sears Tower.
That's right. It's exactly right. And yet, you know, most people, all they see is the headlines or hear the they hear the 10-second blip on the news, and they think, oh, my God, the terrorists, they're active in this country, and they're about to blow us up, and, my God, we got to give up all our liberty so that somebody can protect us. And that's the plan, isn't it, Charles?
Sure, sure. But you think they could hire some better script writers, get some better actors, you know? I mean, with all these multi-billion-dollar budgets they get.
Well,
what's that?
They got such deep pockets, and they're so arrogant in their power that they don't even care if thinking people can see through it all. It doesn't matter. See, again, we're back to the whole thing about democracy. If you can control the mob, you can control. And if you have control over the corporate mass media, then you can pretty well stampede people in any way you want them to go.
Yeah, and that's just what's happening, unfortunately. I mean, a lot of people waking up, it's encouraging.
That's true, and I do see that. I think there's a lot of people beginning to shake it off and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, and look at the difference. Back during World War II, when we really did have to fear enemies, I mean, the Nazis were building a three-stage rocket that would reach New York, and they had these huge bombers that probably could reach here. The Japanese were sending over their fireball balloons, you know, and they were seriously contemplating how to attack America, and we really did have some enemies. And what did the president at that time, Franklin Roosevelt, what did he tell us? He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Fear itself.
And and today, though, you don't hear that. Today it's, oh, be fearful, be watchful, watch out, terrorist alert. You know, today is orange. Terrorist alert's up to orange. And, of course,
But at the same time, take your families. Go to Disneyland.
Right. Keep shopping.
Got to have somebody on those planes that we have fake hijackings with.
It's just amazing. It really is. And then when I hear these terrorist color code alarms like, oh, it's color code red today or something, you know, I'm going, wait a minute, what are they talking about? They're talking about Decatur, Texas. They're talking about Newark, New Jersey. They're talking about New York, L.A., and what are they talking about? And number two, what are we supposed to do about it? Hide under a bed? You know, come on.
Duct tape. That's the cure-all for everything. Duct tape.
Duct tape. Put duct tape.
Starting with Bush's mouth. Put a nice big piece right over there.
Well,
it's just astonishing. And, you know, every one of those orange alerts was a fraud. We even had Tom Ridge, for crying out loud, who admitted that. He came out after he stepped down 2 years ago. And he said, I never wanted to issue any of the orange alerts that were issued under my watch, but I was pressured to do so by the White House.
There you go.
I mean, you look at...
And they even admit, just like with that example you just gave, later they'll even admit that it's all phony, but nobody seems to catch that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just look at the times they issued them. October 12th, they're ramrodding the Patriot Act through Congress. Got to have a nice distraction. Not to mention the fake anthrax attacks. That helped out nice, too.
Right.
Then the following May, the August 6th intelligence briefing scandal brew open. Oh, got to have an orange alert there.
That's right. Don't pay attention to the man behind the green curtain, man. You got to be afraid of the terrorist alert.
And then, you know, the Al Gharib thing. That, along with the Nick Berg fake beheading video, that helped, too, to distract attention from that damaging piece of information. Leading up to the Iraq War, they had another one. When they issued that one, January 2003, Bush and Cheney were actually calling the CIA and the FBI, begging them to, quote, come up with something, anything, to justify this alert. They issued the alert first and then said, hey, you got something to... Then in August, Kerry pulls ahead of Bush in the polls, and what do they do then? They issue an alert based on, like, three-year-old intelligence that went back before 9/11. I mean, this is just pathetic.
It really is, but they are so arrogant in their power and in their control over the mass media that they just really don't give a fig, you know.
And then
you got stuff like poor Pat Tillman, you know, gives up a lucrative football contract to go and very bravely and very patriotically serve his country in Iraq, and he gets killed. And we're all told what a great hero he went down fighting, and this is the epitome of our good soldiers. And then it comes out that he was actually killed by friendly fire.
Sure.
And that the Pentagon knew this, but that they spun it, you know, for weeks and months just to...
Oh, the G.I. Jane thing, too. That was a big scandal.
Yeah. That was really incredible. You know, she goes down fighting, too, and yet it turns out that she was... that Iraqis picked her up, carried her to the hospital, and took care of her.
It's so touching. And, you know, they act now like, what was it, last month or whatever they came out with that, like it's some great revelation and we're supposed to be so proud of our media for digging deep and getting to the truth of these stories. Well, that
No. All they're doing is finally publicly acknowledging what everybody
was already whispering
all around anyway.
Right.
They don't do any digging. There is no investigative journalism left in this country. They may do a little dig here, a little dig there, but nothing of any significance. And you mentioned the anthrax attacks. I would ask your audience to stop and consider, and when people got killed in these anthrax attacks, and it was huge news there for a while, how come we haven't heard any more about that? And the reason is very simple, because they tracked back and found that the anthrax that was used to kill these Americans could only have been available from the U.S. military.
Well, the FBI got sued by Judicial Watch in June 2002, demanding information to be released about their investigation, and they said we could only go so far until we ran into top military secrets.
That's right. That's right. And it's all secret. It's all secret. See, it's all national security.
And then, of course, all White House staff, including Bush, were put on Cipro 6 weeks prior to the mailings. And,
exactly. That ought to tip somebody off right there. I mean, who in the world told them to start taking that anti-anthrax vaccine?
Just another coincidence.
And why before the attacks of 9/11? I mean, does that not tell you that somebody had foreknowledge?
And let's not forget, 13 of the, actually to date now, it's about three dozen, but within the first 6 months of those anthrax mailings, 13 of the top microbiologists from around the world died under mysterious circumstances.
Exactly. That's,
If any of those guys shot themselves twice like Gary Webb did there, shot himself in the head twice. Well, you know, at first you don't succeed, try again. He was really intent on killing himself.
That's right. That was a serious suicide. The whole thing is just so ridiculous. But the mass of people are under such, well, they're in a matrix. They're in the matrix of the electronic matrix of
in a coma.
And like the movie The Matrix. But the difference is, instead of being physically hooked into machines, they are in electronic matrix woven by the corporate mass media, and they just seem unable or incapable of shaking themselves out of it and start thinking for themselves.
I am not brainwashed. I am fully informed. I watch Fox News every day.
That's right.
I mean, you know, they just...
I'm okay. Rush Limbaugh told me so.
And Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, man.
A show! You un-American, you unpatriotic!
I mean, that's news.
Really?
He has guests on, and then he demonizes them, calls them names, makes fun of them. You know, this is reporting news? I mean, is that even,
no.
Can you even call that fair and balanced?
No. That's not even common courtesy, you know, or common decency. Wasn't it Rush Limbaugh that was making fun of Michael J. Fox?
Oh, wasn't that disgusting? Yeah.
I mean, come on. Jeez. You know, it's really, and I guess the real irony of all that is, Charles, is that some of the people who still cling to these idiots' view of the world are call themselves Christians.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
And these fundamentalist Christians have been so blindsided by this thing. You know, they can't seem to understand the difference between the good things that someone says and as opposed to what those people are actually doing.
I think interpreting turn the other cheek to mean turn the other butt cheek so you can kick that one too.
turn the other cheek of the stock of your M16.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, I always stop and think, now who would Jesus bomb?
Yeah. Exactly.
And the man, when I think about it, I realize Jesus wouldn't bomb anybody.
And why doesn't hate speech extend into the Arab world? You can speak hatefully against them and want to kill them, but, you know.
That's okay. That's okay. But don't apply it to anybody else. And this hate speech stuff, this is really scary because, you know, they're already pushing it to the point over in Britain. And Britain is where they try everything out. You know, they start placing cameras on all the street corners, and now they're
testing ground,
starting to put microphones so they can overhear what everybody's talking about on the street, you know. And if they get by with it and if it seems to work, then they start bringing it over here. And so what's happening now is that now in Britain they're talking about profiling potential terrorists and criminals, okay? They're going to go along and put into their supercomputers all these profiles of individuals, and if the computer spits out and says, Charles Giuliani, he's got propensities towards independent thinking. He might be a problem. He might think for himself. He might actually come out with things contrary to what is politically correct. They come and arrest you as a potential criminal. I mean, that's just beyond the beyond.
Innocent if you can prove yourself guilty, but we won't let you.
That's right. But we'll put you away without access to a lawyer and with no court hearing. And
hearsay evidence.
You'll have the rest of your life to sit and contemplate about how you might have been able to defend yourself.
Yeah, hearsay evidence. I love that one. It actually states that in the military
right.
commands.
Right. And hearsay evidence, in my experience as a court reporter, is generally thrown out.
This is the Dark Ages all over again. Everybody ever read the Libro Nero? That was the guidebook for the Inquisitor. This stuff comes right out of there.
Exactly.
Word. All right, folks, another break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Jim Mars.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Want to strongly encourage y'all to call into the 700 Club right now. I'm calling upon all Christians around the country to stand up against these people who are speaking out against our beloved man of God in the White House, George Bush. This has got to stop, or our nation's going to be punished by God.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're here with Jim Mars. Just want to remind our listeners, if you want to call in with questions or comments, positive or negative, I'd love to hear from some neocons, if there are any out there listening. Tell us why we're so wrong about His Holiness in the White House, Emperor Gluteus Maximus. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Just a reminder, too, we've been talking about the corruption of organized religion. Anybody has any doubts about that, I fully document that in a book I wrote called Church Inc., along with a lot of other interesting religious ramblings back in my college days that I wrote. If you're interested in getting in any of those publications, I have them printed locally, self-printed. You can just drop me an email at Truth Hurts Radio, and again, that's H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Just request my list of religious studies, and I'll send that to you with the information on how you can get them. But Church Inc. is definitely one that you want to get, because I expose it not only from a common sense standpoint, but a biblical standpoint. I show how organized religion is a fraud from a biblical standpoint. These people don't have a single leg to stand on. And it's true, isn't it, Jim? That's playing a major role, perhaps even more significant of a role than even the press and academia.
Absolutely. I think that's probably true. And what I found so sad about it is because, first off, let me just tell you, I mean, I consider myself a Christian, okay? And I consider myself quite spiritual, but I'm not.
Same here.
I'm not into religiosity, okay?
Right.
Organized religiosity. In fact, I guess I identify more with the ancient Cathars, who said, "Look, we can find our own way of communicating with God. We don't need a church leader or a bishop or a pope or anything to tell us, you know, what to believe and how to reach God. You know, we're all part of God, and so we can all reach Him individually as we want to." So. But with that understanding, what I find quite sad is that so many fundamentalist Christians who, in deep in their heart, have nothing but the best motives and the best intentions, and they've been just totally bamboozled and sucked into this whole thing about George talks to God and God's on his side, you know. And you have to be careful of that, because I've got a Nazi belt buckle from World War II, and it's got the big eagle and swastika on it, and right around it, it says, "Gott mit uns," which means God is with us. So you have to be careful about people who say they're speaking for God.
Yeah, you know, Hitler used to evoke the Almighty in his public speeches. You know, the Creator has ordained me to lead these great people.
And that's right. It's the same old stuff. Same old stuff.
Loved it.
I'm on a mission from God.
To quote the old Blues Brothers film, we're on a mission from God.
That's right. And the thing is, I mean, that's kind of a humorous comparison, but you know as well as I do, that's exactly what's being promulgated, you know?
God told me to invade Iraq.
That's right.
What he said.
That's right.
Disgusting, yeah. Which God? The one with the horns, obviously. All right, guys, we're going to the break here. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Jim Mars.
It's true.